All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is just going to be a short kind of teaser to, give you guys something to go on, because tomorrow I'm going to end up doing comics, because we haven't done comics in a while. And yeah, I had a plan to do like AVNs, but no, it's going to be comics. Definitely got to get some comic content done. So let's go ahead and get started with Lady Death versus Vampirella. Okay, Lady Death versus Vampirella, Dark Hearts. Lady Death, once she was a girl named Hope during the Dark Ages. As the daughter of the demonic feudal lord Matthias, she was wrongly branded a witch and sentenced to burn at the stake. To save her own life, she renounced her humanity and was condemned to hell. There, through tragic circumstances and the manipulations of Lucifer himself, she transformed into Lady Death, the ravishing seductress of the netherworld. Her mission? To survive and to overcome all obstacles in her path. Vampirella. Immune to crosses, garlic, and daylight, Vampirella is not your average vampire. The first vampire of the New Age, Vampirella has been charged by Lilith, the Queen of Hell, to defend humanity against her own brothers and sisters. I didn't know any of that. Note, this is an imaginary story of Lady Death and Vampirella. It does not fit in the Chaos Cosmos community. Okay. So let's go ahead and get started. The Grove of Suicides. Her name is Scorn, Anel Necroth, Ulfbos, Methold, Doc Divenjave. Yes, the spell worked. The gem is empowered. The stranger spoke true. At least a half-truth, sorceress. You can't fathom your real to you. What? You can't fathom your real use to me. Draculon, birthplace of Vampirella. Vampirella, my daughter, awaken, awaken and help! Mother! How can that be? Lilith gave her life to revive Draculon. Can my mother truly have returned? Who in hell? Vampirella, save me! Hell indeed! Be on your way, little girl, I've souls to steal. You're still here? Run along! What do you? I am death. Lilith's soul is mine to do with as I please. Whoever you are, I'll bet your blood runs. You have no clue. Red? So predictable. Where am I? Foom! The powers of the gem are delicious, unending. Now the hasty vampire goddess will do my bidding. You are one of the pale witch's servants. You must speak of Lady Death. No. I am no friend of that demoness. Call me Scorn. It's because of her that my face is ruined. I wish that soul stealer 1,000 torments. Do you know how I can find her? She possesses something that means a great deal to me. I can aid you. With this, wear it and it will lead to your lady death. Excuse me. Pardon me, guys. With this, wear it and it will lead you to Lady Death. Mother? How does this trinket work? It will grant you great power and you will need it. She is no ordinary adversary. She's powerful beyond reckoning. The entire realm responds to her commands. Focus on your mother's soul. It will guide us to Lady Death and her kingdom in hell. Us? I fight alone. Can this woman be trusted? I'm not so sure. If you seek revenge on Lady Death, I am your ally. And where the gem goes, I go. Just don't get in my way. Like lemmings off a cliff. The Endless Grave... Really? The Endless Graveyard. Hell. Tonight is an anniversary of sorts. Hundreds of years ago, on this night, she was condemned here. To honor this night, she lays down her sword, locks it away, and refuses her legendary wars of war. Okay. Then they mean... Weapons of war, do we mean? Cold, steely, remote. She's the queen of all that is dead and dying. The unforgettable Lady Death. Mother, in the quiet of the night, I am left with a memory. I was playing in the garden when you told me not to, and I cut myself badly. I was afraid to tell you, but who could I turn to? You forgave me, took care of me. I love you, Mother, and I miss you. Milady Death, the banquet is ready. We await only your presence. Who dares? I left orders that I was not to be disturbed, did I not? Yes, milady, I apologize for my impudence. When Lady Death gives an order, it is followed to the death! Forgive me, mother. I meant this to be a quiet time, a time to reflect, but my appetite for destruction knows no bounds. The nexus of all things, and gateway to the infinite. We have pierced the veil of the nexus. Can you smell it? We are in hell. I wish you weren't gone, mother. I wish I could see you once more. Men, to arms! We have intruders, living intruders! I will forge ahead. Meet me at the Ebony Castle in the graveyard center. But be careful, Vampirella. These fools will happily die again for their mistress. Her soul is pure pity. The gem is corrupt and cannot be with so pure a spirit. It will soon explode, making the pretty little vampire dead and scarred like me. Thanks for the encouragement, Scorn, but I'm not a killer. For the glory of death! But I am more than willing to take out... Slash! Aye! To take out the trash, Scorn was right. The gem enhances my powers. Thwack! Ugh! Though she tries to rest, Lady Death is haunted by nightmares. Matthias, stop! Mother, no! Ah, a disturbance at the Nexus. Someone, something has invaded my realm. Good. I could use a diversion from the demons lurking in my soul. Sarah, whatever happened to your face? Don't ever call me Sarah! Ah! Nice architecture. Subtlety certainly isn't Lady Death's middle name. Must admit, I was expecting a bit more security around her bedchambers. May I help you? Yes, you can! Bleed, you bitch! You dare! You dare draw my blood, you arrogant little speck! What's the meaning of this intrusion? Whack! Ah! Tell me where Lilith is! I know not of any Lilith, girl! Hope, I need you! Peering into the heart of Scorn's gem, Lady sees... Okay, yeah, alright. Marion? Mother? You have crossed a line, girl. A line no one crosses and lives. Give me that gem! She denied knowing Lilith. Can she be that good a liar? Crash! What I need is near. I can feel it. Good evening, guard. How goes it? I'd know that voice anywhere. Where have you been, Sarah? Plotting my vengeance, fool! Rot in the pits! Ah! Out of my way! At last! Darkness, Lady Death's fearsome blade! Now fortune shall favor Scorn! Where is your confidence now? The gem is mine! Not so fast! You'll tell me what I want, even if I have to drink it out. No way! I lose the gem! I lose the power! Even if I have to drink it out of you! Huh? Where'd you... Ah! I've already wasted too much time with you. This is my night of solace. Crack! The best way to dispose of a vampire is beheading, don't you agree? To me, my blade! Ah, now the game takes an interesting turn. I should not have chosen a pawn with inherent goodness. She is fighting my influence, rejecting my gem. It's only a matter of time before it self-destructs. No matter. Perhaps they will all be caught in its blast. Darkness to me! It does not respond. Impossible! You depend too much on toys, lady. Ugh! I depend on no one except myself. Crack! Boom! Guards, bring me my blade, and bring me the vampirist now! Milady, we found her alive in your mother's memorial. In the memorial? This has gone too far! Crack! The gem is cracking. Why? And that look on Lady Death's face, she believes she saw her mother in the gem. Something's just not right. I've got to learn the truth, and there is only one way. I've got to drink Lady Death's blood. Now what? I don't know what jackal birthed you, witch, but this is a sacred place. None can desecrate my mother's memorial and live. Your mother? Yes, my mother. Now free your spirit from the gem. What are you talking about? You're the soul stealer. You took Lilith. I saw you. You speak nonsense, girl. Your sword, milady? Sarah, I banished you, betraying slave. Now you seek forgiveness? Returning my blade is an admirable attempt, but I'm not known for mercy. I was not speaking to you, bitch! Huh? They know each other. Kill Lady Death. Only one way. Did you really think I would give up my blade so easily? It is a part of me. Now I will have that gem. Got to get to the bottom of this. There's only one way to learn the truth. Upon contact, Vampirella's blood and Lady Death's energy arcane mingle and merge. Then something extraordinary happens. The truth becomes known to them, and they are present to memories like never before. Ugh, mother! Lady Death recalls, and Vampirella witnesses her life as hope, her love of Marion, the wonderful memories of a time far removed from the bleak, endless graveyard. Vampirella recalls, and Lady Death experiences Vampirella on Draculon with her mother, Lilith. Though often they were at odds, they shared a profound love for one another. Lady Death remembers Marion's passing. From that moment on, her life took a turn towards darkness. Vampirella remembers Lilith's attempt on her life to save herself and Draculon. Through these vivid, swirling emotions, Lady Death and Vampirella momentarily feel a kinship, a bond marked by love and tragedy. And as the spell subsides, they realize they've been tricked. No! You didn't steal Lilith's soul, and you didn't imprison Marion's soul in the gem. It appears someone was playing both of us for fools. Isn't that right, Scorn? She's a witch! I was her chambermaid! I didn't turn her bed down one night, so she burned me, left me for dead. So, that's what happens when you disobey Lady Death! When will you learn, fool? No one crosses death and lives! Ah! This battle has only just begun! You will pay! I am so much more than I was! By Lucifer's blood, first you deny me my sword, now this! You must be in league with demons! The gem, what's wrong? Excuse me. I don't exactly know, but I gotta get rid of this thing. Hey, Scorn, I think... Crackle! This belongs to you! Thwack! Ah! If I am to die again, Lady Death, then I am taking you with me! Rrrr. Bold words! Prove it! This is insane! I'm out of here! Crack-a-boom! I need to find a way out of this madhouse. Without the gem, I don't stand a chance against Lady Death. Not so fast. Look, Lady Death, I was as much of a pawn in Scorn's little game as you were. I have no issue with you. Now we can keep beating the hell out of each other, or quiet! We have unfinished business. You may have been under another's influence, but none may bleed, Lady Death. You know it had to be done. It was the only way to learn the truth. Enough talk! Mother, you saved her. I know she means as much to you as Lilith does to me. Ha ha ha. You are a clever one, little vampire. You will live another day. Thanks, I think. And call me Vampirella. This is the first, Vampirella, for rescuing the bust of Marion. Not only shall I let you live, but I shall return you to your homeland. In another time and place, Lady Death, perhaps we could have been sisters. Don't push your luck, Vampirella. Damn, Lady Death is victorious again, and Vampirella, she's a formidable opponent, for one so good. Choosing her was a blunder. I've learned from this. Never send a lesser demon to do the devil's work. No! You make a tasty appetizer, Scorn, but one day Lady Death's soul will be a delightful banquet. Ha ha ha! The end. Okay, there we go. So that was it, guys. That's it. Scan of Lady Death and Vampirella. Only scan we have. Only copy we have of this fucking comic, right? It's a pretty good little story. Sucks that it'll probably never be printed in digital or anything. I mean, we have the scans, but that's it. Well, I mean, it is what it is, guys. Alright, so I hope you guys enjoyed that teaser. I'll get to work tomorrow on getting you guys some more legitimate comics. I'm working on it, okay? We'll definitely get you some comics this time. I promise. I'm gonna do the Harris Vampirella because I've got a series for that. And we've got another Lady Death and Vampirella fight that is a little shorter. It's only 22 pages, guys, so it's actually shorter than this. But We'll go ahead and go through that so we can get the whole Lady Death and Vampirella thing. And then we got some more Vampirella books after that. Somebody said they wanted Vampirella. So I'll be able to get the Vampirella and I'll be able to get the Chastity that was requested because that comes shortly after. So don't worry, guys. We're going to keep up with these. People really like this stuff. We'll actually get back to Evil Ernie at some point. And we'll get back to the Invisibles. I know I just kind of left you guys on a cliffhanger there. And I want to get through the Invisibles because we have a surprise for you comic readers. The guys have stuck by me. Guys and gals have stuck by me. And we're going to do something that I've always wanted to read. It's more in the lines of the Invisibles, but it's not DC. It's not anything like a big publishing label. Maybe somewhat, but they're indie. Anyway, I'm not going to say the name of it, but it's something I never got a chance to read. And I hope that, you know, I can share this with you because it would be really cool for us to both get that experience. Maybe you've read it before, but I never have. And I know there's like a prequel series and an after series and a bunch of other stuff, but we just want to read the OG, just read the main story and really kind of soak that in. And I think it's going to be one that we can soak in. It's completely different material from Lady Death, Vampirella, and of course the Transmetropolitan we did in the past and the adult comics and Fathom. We're going to still continue Fathom. Don't worry, that's going to be a thing. I'll even try to stuff some in tomorrow if I can. But yeah, when we get done with the Invisibles, which shouldn't be too much longer, maybe by the end of the year, maybe by the end, no, probably not the end of November, but probably the end of the year, we can start on this brand new thing, which I just can't wait to share with you guys. So at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'm out, and I'll see you next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with more. Well, I guess we're going to do Vampirella next, so you'll see some Vampirella stuff from me. And Lady Death is coming back, too, so look forward to that. All right,